فبسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب ما جاء في تكأتي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The chapter that has come on the pillow of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. عن جابر بن سمرة قال رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم متكئا على وسادة على يساره. So Jabir رضي الله عنه says that I saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was lying on a pillow which was on his left. And in another hadith, there's a pillow on his right. So the Prophet ﷺ used the pillow. That's what these hadith are establishing. An Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakara an Abihi qal, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala uhadithukum bi akbar al-kabair. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not inform you of the greatest of the major sins? Qalu bala ya Rasulullah. They said, of course, Ya Rasulullah, inform us of the sin. Qala ishraq billah. He said, the number one sin, the biggest of all the sins, is doing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa uququl walidain. And the second is disrespecting the parents. So here the Prophet ﷺ is listing two of the major sins that someone can do within our tradition. The first is doing shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, this is one of the greatest sins and is the worst sin that anybody can commit. But the second is disrespecting the parents. And so this is something that we should be very, very careful about. Especially when we're young, we tend to be energetic, excited, and think we know a lot more than we really do. So then we began to think that, you know, well, I know and my parents don't. But that's not really the case, because experience has such a great value in life. Similarly, so when the message to the youth is that they should make a very, very firm commitment to serve their parents, because that's one of the greatest things that you can do. And it's the second major sin after shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the message is also to adults, because every father also has a father. And often people hear this hadith, and then they say, they look at their kids and say, see, you should be doing A, B, and C. But they themselves have fathers, and they've, you know, often not treated their fathers properly either, or their mothers properly either. So essentially it's a message to all of us, because every one of us in this room has a mother and a father. So it behooves each of us to watch out, because we think that not listening to parents is a minor sin, but in essence it's actually a major sin. And it's one of the major sins of this tradition. We should be very, very careful how we deal with our parents. قال وجلس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وكان متكئا. So the Prophet ﷺ, then he sat down and he was laying upon a pillow. And then he said, قال وشهادة الزور, and the false testimony. So then the Prophet ﷺ warned about giving false testimony. And so this is something that we should worry about as well. When we should speak the truth. فقال فلما زال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقولها حتى وما زال الشبه قال فما زال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقولها حتى كنا ليت سكتا. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم kept saying, and don't give false testimony, 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 and don't give false testimony. He said it so many times that the Sahaba began to wish that he would stop. Not because they didn't want to hear him say it anymore, but because he was fatiguing himself. He kept saying, and don't give false testimony, and don't give false testimony, and don't give false testimony. So this is the warning of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's warning us of three sins. One, ishraq billah. Two, breaking the haqq of the walidain. And three, giving false testimony. An Abi Juhayfa qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما أنا فلا آكل متكئا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, as for me, I do not eat leaning against anything. Meaning the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not like to lean against something and eat. So this was a sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to not lean on something when you eat. قال سمعت أبا جحيفة يقول قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا آكل متكئا ولا آكل متكئا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said twice, لا أكل متكئاً, I do not eat while I am reclining against something. عن جابر بن سمرة قال رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم متكئاً على الوسادة. So Jabir says that he saw that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was actually sitting on, or actually was laying on a pillow.